Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Wednesday, middle of the week, March the 29th, 2017, 12:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Scott Spears, along with you on the Now program. We're going to have a lot of fun over the next 2 hours, but we're going to kick off the program with a gentleman who we were scheduled to have on last Friday, but as you know, last Friday was a very busy day in Washington, D.C., so we certainly understand why he could not make the program last Friday, but he has very kindly offered to come on today for 10 minutes. So let's get right to it. Our first guest today is our state representative, Jim Jordan. Representative Jordan, how are you?
Fine, yourself?
Doing very well. Before we start here, I think a lot of people are interested. What was Washington, D.C., what was the Capitol like last Friday?
Well, it was busy, and obviously the issue at the day was the health care bill. So sometimes, though, I think this town gets all spun up over things that, in the long run, if this bill is simply postponed for a while, and we come back and get it done right, I think last Friday will be, no one's going to really care that much. But the key is we get it done and we get it done right. So, this town was, I think former Speaker Gingrich say this, this legislation was designed with the city in mind and forgot about the country. And too often that's what happens. This city gets all spun up over things. And in fact, what we got to focus on is what the American people sent us here to do. And so, That's always been my objective, and continues to be my objective as we try to work and fix this legislation that wasn't going to accomplish what we said it was.
As I said last Friday, you weren't able to make it, but your aide very kindly told us what your vote was going to be. It was a vote of no. Why did you vote no on Friday's bill?
Well, there wasn't a vote held, but that is accurate. I would have opposed the legislation. Did oppose the legislation because it didn't do what we said. It had a number of concerns. One is it didn't repeal Obamacare, something I've told the voters in the 4th District I was supportive of doing, something that the American people sent us there to do. It didn't do that. Even Charles Krauthammer had said that it was Obamacare light, basically Obamacare in a different format. Second, it didn't lower premiums, and that's the main thing. Middle-class families, what I want to do is bring back affordable insurance, bring down the cost of premiums, so hardworking families can actually afford to buy the kind of policy that fits their family's needs, because of a number of the mandates and regulations in Obamacare that weren't going to be dealt with in this legislation. It wasn't going to bring down premiums. And then finally, I would say this bill didn't unite the Republican Party, didn't unite conservatives. Every major conservative organization in the country opposed it. And, conservatives in the House and Senate had problems with this bill. And I think all those things together point to one simple fact. The country didn't like this legislation, as evidenced by the fact only 17%, only 17% supported the legislation. So it was actually a good thing it didn't pass in that form.
That being said, why do you think it was put on the floor by House Speaker Ryan? Some Republicans were going to vote for it, and President Trump sort of laid it on the line Friday, said, this is your chance, you can vote for it, your one and only chance, and if you don't, you're stuck with Obamacare. The press conference Friday, Speaker Ryan said Obamacare is going to remain the law of the land for the foreseeable future.
Well, obviously, since last Friday, there have been a number of comments, both from the White House and from members of Congress, about how we're going to get a better bill done, and we're going to fix this legislation. And actually do what we told the American people we're going to do. That's been our attitude. I think the right approach to take is some members of Congress want to blame others. My attitude is stop the blame game. Let's get to work on doing the responsible thing and passing legislation that's consistent with what we instructed the American people we were going to do if they gave us the privilege to serve. And that's been the Freedom Caucus's position. That's certainly been my position. And that's, I think, the right attitude as we move forward.
When President Trump Thursday night came down and basically made that edict that Friday, it's going to be, you're going to vote for it or you're stuck with Obamacare. We're not going to make any more concessions, and we're moving on if you don't vote for it. Do you believe that's accurate? Do you believe he's moving on and he's done with it for the foreseeable future?
Well, the president just said yesterday that we're going to get a better bill. And be able to repeal Obamacare. So I look at what the president said yesterday. I look at what my attitude is, and what the attitude of I think a number of Republicans across the Congress what their attitude is. So that's what I'm focused on. You have to look at, when you're making a decision, you have to look at what's actually in the legislation. I mean, I think this is the mistake the Democrats made. Remember, Nancy Pelosi said, if we got to pass it and see what's in it. When you look at the four corners of the document, actually look at what's in the bill did not accomplish what we had told the American people we were going to accomplish. And for those reasons, we opposed it, and it's why we're trying to make it better so that we can accomplish what we were sent here to do.
So do you believe, knowing what President Trump said yesterday, that he was going to try to work on a better bill, when last Thursday night he released the statement that said, you know, you're going to vote for this or you're stuck with Obamacare, do you believe that was a bluff?
Well, I think the president, just like myself and other Republicans, are committed to get rid of this law that has been has driven up the cost of insurance, has caused families to lose their doctor, has caused families to have to change plans, has been a real burden on so many families across the country. I think he's committed, and I'm committed, and Republicans are committed to repealing it and replacing it with a measure that will actually focus on patients and doctors and families and communities, and not have the center of attention in Washington, D.C. when it comes to health care.
I certainly do understand that, but I guess my question was, I mean, that is what he said last Thursday night. Do you believe that was a bluff if he indeed is going to continue working on health care?
Yeah, I mean, I think what the president said yesterday is the attitude that matters most, and that's what we're focused on.
Okay. So last Friday, or last Thursday night, was not the facts as they were.
Well, I mean, look. Did the bill have to be postponed? Yes, because the bill needs some work. So let's just focus on that simple fact. I mean, I tell people all the time that there's nothing wrong with sometimes in life the setbacks and the postponements are where you learn the lessons. And let's learn from this and say, you know what? Okay, this bill wasn't quite there. There were some good things in the legislation, but it wasn't consistent with what the American people elected us to do. So let's get back to work fixing it. And that should be the attitude. That was my attitude all along. And as I said, I think it was the attitude that the president, I know it's the attitude of the president based on what he said yesterday.
Do you have a worry of coming back after the Easter break that people will say, you said you were going to repeal Obamacare, that was one of the first things that needed to be done, and a bill was put on the table that would have repealed it and replaced it with something else, and you would have voted against it?
No, because the bill didn't do how it wasn't as you described. I mean, I just talked about the fact that the bill kept in place so much of the Obamacare format, and that's why.
But there was
Bob
a repeal.
Hammer called it Obamacare Light.
Right, but the there bill, was a repeal in the bill.
The bill didn't lower premiums, which is what we really want to do for American families, and the bill was only supported by 17% of the population. So, I mean, we did a telephone town hall with a number of people in our district last night, and the response on the call was from the vast majority of folks we talked to, thank you, get it done right. Just don't do something that's not going to address the problem. Get it done right was the response we heard. I think the American people are sharp, and I think the American people saw this for what it was, and that's evidenced by the fact that only 17% actually approved of the legislation. I'm happy to come back home and talk with folks. And I've been talking with folks on the phone. We did a telephone town hall last night with folks across our district. Hundreds of people on the call, thousands of messages that were left with voters and citizens around the 4th district. I think they understand. They're smart people. They're sharp people in West Central and North Central Ohio, and they understand that this legislation wasn't good. They can read the paper, they can look, see the information online, they can talk, see what healthcare policy experts are saying. Every conservative healthcare policy expert in the country said this bill had problems. So I think they're sharp people and they understand the facts.
Okay, and my final question, because I know you have to go, is this is the question we've been asked most on this station, is why can't there be a healthcare bill where we get the same healthcare that you guys get in Congress and in the Senate?
That's exactly what we're trying to do, create a marketplace where you can choose the kind of plan that fits your family's needs. That's exactly the kind of system we want. Unfortunately, I think with the Obamacare we've had for the last several years, and even some of the problems with healthcare before Obamacare. Americans have forgotten what a healthcare market looks like. We've forgotten what a marketplace looks like in healthcare. We know what a marketplace looks like in everything else. We know we can shop for the kind of appliances we want. We can shop for the kind of clothes we want to wear. We can shop for the kind of car we want to drive. We can shop for the kind of car insurance we want. We can shop for the kind of homeowners insurance we want. But somehow in healthcare, we've forgotten what a marketplace looks like. There's no real transparency. There's no real ability to shop for value and price like there is in every other area of our lives. And that's what we're trying to get back to, where there's real transparency, where there's real incentives for you to look for the best price, look for the best quality, look for the best value. That's what we're trying to bring back.
Will pre-existing conditions and being able to stay on your parents' insurance till you're 26 be a part of that plan? Just in your opinion, yes, no, and because I know you have to go.
Yeah. No, our replacement bill that we've introduced as conservatives addresses the pre-existing condition problem in a very straightforward way, and we want to make sure that's protected for people who maintain continuous coverage, and that's exactly what we do in our conservative replacement bill.
Representative Jim
Thank
Dornan.
You, brother, I gotta run.
Hey,
good
I thank you.
You.
Always good to be with you. Thank you. Well, Representative Jim Jordan, we're going to take a quick break. Come right back with much more program. We've got 2 hours and your phone calls. 740-383-9944. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 1210 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 1210 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Hello, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and you know, Charlie Evers is a Marion radio legend, and you can catch him right here on WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Charlie also takes your calls on anything under the sun by calling this number, 740-383-9944. Speedy delivery.
The Fayey Bank Charlie Evers Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Friday, 1:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Hey, and we're back here, Representative Jim Jordan. We thank him so much for joining us. 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or comments on what he said. 30 minutes after the hour, and here we go. Terry Tackett joins me in studio. I'm tired today for some reason. I did not sleep very well last night. I'm not going to make it through the program.
Yeah, lethargic today.
I'm a little lethargic today, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And we're fighting the good fights.
That's right, man.
So I'm tired. I need a nap.
I think it's one of those things where it's only the third day of the week, but it already feels like it's been a long week, you know, what I mean, already.
I tell you what, when next Monday comes, once we've had the wrestling charity event, once we go through something right. we'll talk more sure, about in the next sure. couple days. A big announcement
oh,
here.
Man.
Next week, I'll be a happy boy.
Exactly.
I'll be a happy boy. 740-383-9944. So you're going to have to help me today, audience. We need your opinions because I might not make it. And Gary as well.
We might be waking him up. You know, you might be waking us up off the counter.
And I still got another show to do tomorrow, Saturday morning. Yeah. We still got,
lots of stuff.
What do you think? What do you think about Representative Jordan had to say?
I was trying to follow him, and I understand where he's coming from. You know, as far as for healthcare stuff, he's right about that. But I still didn't understand a few things he said. You know, the bill and things like that. When he was talking in the sense of the pre-existing conditions, because to me it still doesn't sound like they're 100% going to be.
Well, my cover. Do you think there's going to be another vote? Because that's where we are right now.
I think it sounds like there's going to be another vote, although I know the president said he's moving on to tax reform now. I do think he's going to address this later.
Well, because President Trump did bring up something yesterday, I think it was, that said he's going to get a better bill, but will he? I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah,
Jim Jordan seems optimistic.
Right. I don't know. I mean, is he going to ask for the input of? I mean, is he going to want their input on this new bill that he? You know.
Well, that's the question. Can you ever get the two sides, the Tuesday group and the Freedom Caucus, to agree on anything?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be tough.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to talk to you about anything in the world. That's why we are here today to have a conversation.
Please help us.
Yes, we want to hear those comments on what's going on in the world, because the topics du jour are current events. And that's what we have liked to do on these days, is sit around and talk about what's going on. Now, I will tell you this. We are not a music station like so many other stations, but do you know there's a lot of hidden meanings? But you know, they talk about, what's the song they always talk about? If you play it backwards, it has some kind
is
of
it the,
rhythmic.
Another Brick in the Wall or something? I think
I thought it was like a Jimi Hendrix.
It could be.
Purple Rain or something like that. But there are some songs here that really don't have the meaning that maybe you think they do.
Right.
Now, have you ever heard Slide by the Goo Goo Dolls?
Yep.
Okay, what do you think it means?
I honestly don't know. I like the song. I don't know what it means, though.
Now, you think it's a love song, though.
Yeah, right.
Like, what is it about?
I thought it was a ballad.
Ballad, a love song. You might think it's a love song, but it isn't.
No.
It's not a love song. According to frontman John Resnick, Slide is about a teenage girl raised in a Catholic environment who has become with child.
Oh.
The girl and her boyfriend are debating about having a you-know-what. Or getting married. Oh. That's what the song's about. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah. That's what Slide
Listen
is
to
about.
It from a different perspective, I guess, now.
Now, have you ever heard of, let's see here, Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day?
I've heard that.
What do you think it's about?
I thought somebody had said that's about the Iraqi war or something.
Okay. The video for this song made many people believe it had hinting connotations about the war. So you are right. Actually, however, the song was written in memory of lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong's father, who died when he was a child.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know that. All right.
Why do you think it was about the war? What's the hitting meanings about? I know the song.
Well,
but why is there hitting meanings about the war?
I know Green Day, the band, they were such huge protesters of the war. And there's a lyric in the song that says, like, Senator so-and-so has the... Senator from California has the floor, I think it is, or something. And they're opposing...
Apparently not.
Okay.
Here's one everybody knows. Like a Virgin by Madonna.
Sure.
What do you think that's about?
To me, I think it's about a woman who's deciding whether to have a baby or
okay.
Or not.
Forget the song title, Like a Virgin. It's not about losing your virginity. In fact, the song, written by Billy Steinberg, was about how he was left emotionally battered after a failed relationship, but then ended up in a new relationship that made him feel new.
Hmm. Okay.
That's what it's about.
I would have never guessed that.
Harder to Breathe by Maroon 5. Have you heard that?
Yep.
Okay, what's it about?
That one, I would have no idea what that one's about.
It sounds like a song about Jane, Adam Levine's ex, who was the muse for Maroon 5's first album, but Harder to Breathe was actually penned after the record label put pressure on the band to write more songs. The song is a frustrated retaliation. That's all it is.
Okay. From the record company.
From the record company.
All right.
That's all it is.
Wow.
Now, TLC, do you remember Waterfalls?
I do.
Okay, what's that about?
I thought Waterfalls was like, since they were three women, about chasing a guy who, you know.
Okay. The song is definitely not about chasing waterfalls, or for anyone for that matter. While the chorus is supremely catchy, the song's lyrics tackle issues such as AIDS, illegal drug trade, and promiscuity.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
you listen to these songs and you have no idea
what
they mean.
I just listen to them. I don't know what they...
what about I Don't Like Mondays by Boomtown Rats?
I've never heard that
Remember
one.
The big run by Boomtown Rats? I would just skip that one because nobody's ever
heard
it anyway. Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
Yes.
All right. What do you think it's about?
That one. A lady's first attempt to play poker. I don't know.
Poker? You don't know. Lady Gaga's songs aren't exactly black and white. At the best of times, after numerous different accounts of what the song really meant, Gaga herself has admitted that Poker Face was written about her personal experience with her life.
Oh, okay.
Where she was doing what she was doing.
Okay.
I'm not going to get in deep to what they actually say.
Don't do
because
that.
Because this is an afternoon
program.
As I say,
don't do that.
You can read up on that one if you want. A little too...
risque.
Let's go to the Beatles. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Lucy in the Sky. Boy, I like that song.
What did it mean? It's been around forever, those Beatles, songs.
I don't know.
Although the song is commonly referred to as being about LSD. Did you know that?
Oh.
You don't know.
I thought at one time I did know. I did hear that.
All the time you thought it was about a girl named Lucy who lived up in the sky.
Who had beautiful diamonds.
Yeah. But John Lennon actually said the song was written about a painting his son Julian made in art class featuring his friend Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Okay.
Not about LSD at all. See, all these years, Terry, you've thought this song was about terrible illegal LSD. It's all about a kid's painting.
Maybe I was on LSD when I heard it. Maybe
what's wrong with you?
Maybe that's what I
mean. All these, see, these are where you get the facts. Geez. That's why you come to this show for the facts.
That's right, just the facts, man.
Do you know a little song called Hotel California?
Yes.
By the Eagles.
The Eagles.
What's it about? Checking into a hotel
in California.
That's got an animal problem.
That's right.
What's the song about?
I don't know.
Have any idea about? I mean, think about the lyrics.
Man, I don't know. Somebody that gets their heart broke? I don't know.
Hotel California. However, the song is really about self-destruction and greed. In the music industry, lead singer Don Henley described it as a song about the dark underbelly of the American dream.
Okay.
See, I thought it was about a hotel that had too many...
Taking your
it was in California.
Taking your wife or something to a nice hotel.
I didn't understand it. What do you know?
Whatever.
But those are some hidden song meanings here on the WWGH program that maybe you did not know.
Yeah, did not know,
Who would have known?
As they say, who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? Is there anything on your mind today floating around?
Not really. Just kind of wanted to get through the day, really, I mean, to be honest.
It's an interesting day today, to be sure.
Lots of stuff going on here.
You know, why do you think songs have misunderstood meanings, which is essentially what this is all about?
I think a lot of people kind of put their own spin on what they want it to be about. And,
isn't it just about liking the beat
about?
Of the song?
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, isn't that what we're all working
here?
Yeah,
sure. That's the common ground we're all working for, but...
We don't get there sometimes, unfortunately.
No. Nope. We kind of go around it and things like that, but we never seem to get there.
Do you know what Imagine by John Lennon? One of the most classic songs of all time. Do you know what that's about?
I love that song, but no, I don't know.
Well, Lenin called the song virtually the Communist Manifesto. And once the song became a hit, went on saying, because it's accepted, now I understand what you have to do. Put your message across with a little honey. So essentially it's about communism.
Mm.
Did you know that?
Would have never guessed that.
It's virtually the Communist Manifesto.
Manifesto, okay.
Wouldn't that, I mean, imagine a world without, you know, however that song goes.
Imagine all the people, something, something.
Yeah, a lot of stuff like that. Ah, there, you know, there are quite a few of these songs that apparently people do not know what the meaning is.
You know who hasn't been called for a while? You should call us the Poison Controller.
Oh, yeah, well, that was always a classic little thing. You know, I don't even think they're in business anymore.
Really?
I don't. Can you imagine?
After 50 years, or
I don't even know if we have their PSA.
Yeah.
Oh. Man, it's been so long ago. So long ago.
Poison Control.
Do you think they're still open?
I don't know. I thought they were always like 24 hours a day.
Well, we can see. I mean, I'll see if their PSA.
See if Henry answers the phone. Or
they're just not a happy bunch there.
Security
at the
Poison
guard. Control. Poison
Club. Control.
They just were not a happy bunch.
No, they
not a happy bunch at all.
They weren't very happy.
If people don't remember why I tried to look this up, tell them what this is all about.
The Poison Control, we tried to call them, you know, just to see, like, what happens if you, you know, if you drink some snake tonic or, you know, or something like that, or, you know, wanted to see what.
No, but why were we making this an issue? Because the PSA was so pleasant,
yeah.
About being poisoned.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. It made it sound so pleasant when you called the Poison Control Center. Then when you call them,
yeah, it's a little different. Maybe they've got a new one. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe they're more friendly now.
Let's see here. It's always difficult to find what we're looking for. Apparently nobody has anything to say today. Oh, there it is. I found it, folks. I'm here with you. Okay. Just for all of you who might have a poison issue out there right now, here is the PSA from the Poison Control Hotline. Maybe. Nope, not quite. Poison Control Hotline. Boy, if we had somebody who knew how to work the controls, this would work great.
He's on his way.
1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center Hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center Hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need, free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Well, we've just done our service for the day by playing that PSA. But the question is, when's the last time you drank some antifreeze?
Let's see. It would have been
recently,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You might have had some before this show.
Right.
Now, why do you think, I mean, is it just to be catchy?
Yeah,
do you know the number now by heart if somebody's poisoned at your home?
1-800-222.
So you don't even know.
I don't know what.
We just played this.
I know.
Darn
I just.
Thing.
I didn't pay attention.
Oh my God.
I don't. I mean, they would. Why would they have done it to maybe bring attention to make it? You know.
I think they're trying to be clever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Right.
Do you?
No.
What do you think, folks? 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. And remember, the number, I know the number, 1-800-222-1222.
Oh.
If you're poisoned.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you, I called them one time.
You did?
Legitly.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Mm. And I knew the number.
Yeah.
Because of that little
jingle.
Weirdo jingle. But here's what happened. Here's my insanity.
Okay.
I was living in the apartment at a time, and I had just moved in, and I was, you know, I went to the store to buy some cleaning supplies, and I got some of that. It was winter time, by the way. It was winter. It was cold, December, January, February. Cold outside, to where you wouldn't have the windows and you wouldn't have the doors open.
Right.
Okay. So I went out and I bought some of that stuff you put down on the carpet. You know, that white stuff that you vacuum up and it makes it all smell good.
Mm-hmm.
And also I had some ants. You know, I had an ant problem around the baseboards because it's cold and they want to come in. So I bought some borax. So I had the borax and I had the carpet stuff. So I went home that night. I remember it was a Friday night. I went home and I put the borax down. And then about an hour later, which is white powder.
Uh-huh.
And about an hour later, I went and sprinkled the carpet with the, you know, Arm & Hammer smell good
carpet
stuff.
Clean, yeah.
Okay. So it's about 8 or 9 o'clock that night and I run the vacuum cleaner. And that's no problem because you have to vacuum that Arm & Hammer smelly stuff up and you have to vacuum up the borax. You don't want to leave that there all the time.
Right.
So I'm going around and I'm doing this. And then I get the borax in there, and I think, well, okay. And somehow, I shut the vacuum cleaner off to go do something. Phone might have rang, something like that happened. Okay. So I'm not finished. So I get done with the phone call, and I go back to doing what I'm doing. And I go over, and I turn on the sweeper, and instead of flipping on suck, I flipped on blow.
Oh.
So I blew the borax and the smelly stuff out into the apartment.
Oh boy, yeah.
No windows open, no doors open. So borax now, a mist is in the air. And I'm the only one there inhaling this stuff.
Oh my.
So now I think I'm dead.
Yeah.
I think, well, this is it.
Yeah.
I'm heading to Hotel California.
Yeah,
I'm
over.
On my way. It's all over.
Uh-huh.
It's life is done. So what I do is I say, oh my goodness gracious. You know what ran through my head at that point? You know what happened?
1-800-222-1222 If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathe a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center line. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need, free and confidential, even if you think it's a false alarm.
800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
At this point, I'm dying from borax poisoning.
Inhalation or what?
Inhalation. Borax inhalation.
A little borax
ran through my head.
The smelly stuff all... You
that
know.
Ran through my head. And I thought... I'm saved.
You got
I'm one
the
of
number.
These
yeah.
I know the number. I'm not headed to Hotel
right.
California here.
You can call.
So I grab the phone and I pick up. I say 1-800-222-1222, and the guy comes on and he says, "Hello, Poison Control Hotline." And I say, "Listen, I just blew borax in my face, and it's in my eyes. It's everywhere. I'm probably going to be frothing at the mouth here momentarily. Call the hearse. Call the embalmer. Call the doctor. Call everybody. Call the coroner.
Right.
Get the coroner
I'm
on the
done.
Speed dial because I'm about done here. You're my last call. My last call is going to you, Mr. Poison Control.
Control Man.
And this is what the guy said. I said, he said, "Well, hold, sir. Calm down." I said, "Sir, I've been poisoned. Do you get a lot of calm calls
this
here?
This wouldn't have been poisoned.
This is not a calm call.
Exactly.
I'm poisoned." So I said, and the guy says, "Okay, sir, please just tell me what happened and we can help you." So I just ran through the story I just ran through with you.
Yeah.
Vacuum cleaner, borax, windows
wrong
closed.
Button.
Got
know.
The phone. I have to explain this whole thing, which takes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm dying inside. It's meanwhile.
It's eating your lungs.
Face is turning
yeah.
blue and the whole thing. And I finally get to the end of it, and he says, "Ooh." He said, "I'd call the emergency room."
You call the poison control.
So that was his answer.
Great.
Now, but
great.
Then he said, "Now, because I got a little furious with him, I will not deny."
Yeah.
I was a little furious. I said, "Sir, I could have done that before I called you, but I understand there's a poison control hotline."
Uh-huh.
And he says, "Well, I don't think it'll do anything to you." I said, "Oh, you don't think?"
But call the emergency.
But no, I said, "So your advice is you don't think it's going to hurt me?"
Right.
Because he said, I don't really think you've probably ingested enough Borax. And I said, should I go get another teaspoon pool?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And then let me know when I've ingested enough. And then when I'm on the real skids, you can tell me to call the emergency room.
That's
so that's the poison control hotline. So honest to goodness, when you're out there this summer and you've got your little colortini, your martini that's blue,
that's right.
And you accidentally grab the antifreeze can and drink it.
Or Windex. Or
don't call.
That's right.
They don't care. Not no, Windex, that's not in the tune. It's, no,
it's antifreeze.
Antifreeze. Have you ever listened to the lyrics?
No.
Okay, well, one more time.
Okay.
I know you love it. But we're doing a thing here because this is a this is not a song.
Right.
This is a public service announcement.
Okay.
We're doing a good thing. Listen to the lyrics. Write these down. Write down the causes of
for,
why
for
you
have to control, call the
why you should ever call these
people.
Okay.
All right.
Come out of the tunnel.
Get that hamster in the wheel turning.
Come on. Once again, if we had a competent operator, we'd be okay.
We got operator error today.
We do have operator error.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need, free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
So what do you need to call them for? You drink antifreeze, right?
Right.
Is that not what they said?
That's what they said.
Bitten by a snake?
Yeah. Take the wrong drug by mistake?
Now, how many times? Well, you apparently were on the LSD.
That's right.
What was a song that was supposed to be about LSD?
Lucy in the Sky with
Diamonds. It's about a painting.
Yes.
It's about a little kid's painting.
Painting, yeah.
Oh.
But like I say, a lot of times when people listened to it, they were on LSD.
So. No. Whatever
it
happened.
It was the 60s.
Well, wasn't LSD the drug of choice for... What happened to LSD?
It went by the wayside.
Where did it go? Timothy Leary died.
Exactly.
And there was no more LSD anymore. Could you? What was LSD? Could you grow it?
I don't know. It was it a horse tranquilizer or something?
A horse tranquilizer?
I thought it was a horse tranquilizer.
Why would somebody want to take a horse tranquilizer?
I have no idea. Hallucinations.
Wouldn't that drop you?
It's like a horse.
Gee whiz. Does anybody know what LSD is?
I think that's where the old saying came from, I'm as hungry as a horse.
Help me out, folks. What does LSD stand for? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What in the world does LSD
I think you gotta give them a prize if they...
I don't know anything about LSD.
Yeah, I just... For, in school, I mean, I just remember we talked about the certain drugs, but... And I do remember that they gave the name of it, but I can't remember what it's
called.
So they
were doing LSD?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Were people having problems?
No, they were just going... I think it might have been...
No, I'm not saying were they on LSD.
Yeah.
I'm saying did anybody, you know, pass away from LSD?
Oh, I'm sure there have been people that's passed away. I mean, it was a crazy drug. But, you know, back then it was the drug of choice back in the 60s.
There was a whole different atmosphere in the 60s, I'll tell you. Does nobody know what LSD
Peace
is out there
love,
in the audience?
Yeah.
What a trivia question. You wouldn't hear that trivia question on Charlie Ever's
no,
show. What
no,
is
no.
LSD?
But the sad part is Charlie probably knows what
it is. Oh, Charlie would know. Charlie knows everything. Okay, I'll tell you what. I will give you a To Die For cupcake, or I will give you 2 free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes, and all you have to do is tell me what LSD is. 740-383-9944. That's
740-383-9944.
Yeah, 383-9944.
Easy for you to say.
This is the weirdest day. How did we get on this topic? Oh, so I knew somebody would know. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott and Terry, what's up?
Not much.
What's going on?
Do you know who this is?
We do.
You have a distinctive
Terry's
voice.
Terry's favorite rep.
Of course.
Yes.
Hey, you don't
Did
know
your speaker blowing up the Where are you at? Out in the pasture?
I'm driving in my car.
Yeah, but do you have the radio on?
You got it blaring.
Yeah, turn it down. There
turn
it down.
All right, there we go, yeah, Ron. Let's go ahead.
It's another form of acid. You didn't know that?
I thought maybe you'd been by a taco stand. Forgot to take your tums. What is that noise, Ron?
You got a bearing loose or something? Or
sounds
what?
Like, it sounds like you got one of those German...
No, my car's loud. The muffler's loud.
That's your muffler?
Jeez.
Yeah.
God, do you have a police officer in your back mirror?
Hey, Terry going to be there Saturday?
Well, yes. Terry, talk to him.
Yeah, I'll be there Saturday. Why?
Who are you going to be backing that day?
I don't know. But I know who I'll be watching like a hawk.
Who?
Referee Ron.
Why?
On some of his decisions.
Hey, Scott, that last show that I did a heck of a show, didn't I?
Yeah, I thought so. But, you know, you got to keep your attention, your eyes peeled, because I think the bully is working you over as far as getting your attention off the dirty things
and
going
on.
And
don't take any more 50s from that guy like I seen him hand you the last time.
What 50? Hey, if I was taking 50s from him, I'd be a lot.
Well, you gave the world championship to Mr. Hughes in October for taking a 50 from him.
Hey, I counted three.
Listen, don't listen to Crooked Terry over here. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's making.
I'm on LSD.
Yeah.
So.
Do you know what LSD means, Referee Ron?
Do what?
Do you know what LSD means? That's our trivia question for me.
What's it stand for? Yeah, for a cupcake.
No, I just saw it's a form of acid.
So it's a form of acid.
Okay, what's acid?
So it's not a tranquil. It's not a horse tranquilizer.
No.
Okay.
Why'd you say horse tranquil?
I knew that sounded shaky.
What
it was. I don't know.
You're as shaky as Jell-O some days. Horse tranquilizer.
Some days more.
Horse tranquilizer. Well, Referee Ron, how do you see it going down big Saturday night here in Marion, April the 1st? Some people will be the fool. Some people will be the fight
That's
winners.
Right.
So what do you see, Referee Ron? Bobo Brazil Jr. versus the Mystery Man with Big Bully Busick in his corner. Who gets the Duke?
Probably Bobo Brazil will probably win that one because I refereed most of his matches, and I can't...
Enough said right there. Enough said right there.
His chops, oh, my God, and them headbutts.
Cocoa butts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know Bully will have your attention. You know he'll be trying to grab your pant leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, and untie my shoe. I saw that one the other show. He was untying my shoe.
Okay, Ron, don't wear
shoes with laces.
We're coming up on a break here, but I want to get your opinion. What do you think? The big three-way match. It's a Steubenville street fight. All you got to be there for that one, Ron, is to count the three.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
Yeah.
But you got in that big match, you've got Insane Wayne, 450 pounds. You got Slim Trimmons, the diet guru, Twinkie down the throat. And you've got Dick the Bruiser Jr. and Bully in the corner in that one.
I don't know about that one.
All you got to stay out of the way.
And don't touch Insane Wayne's Elmo doll.
Yeah, I just stay out of the way and count three, whoever gets knocked out.
That's right, and if Insane Wayne or Dick the Bruiser decides to go out and work over the bully, let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, I can't do nothing.
No, and matter of fact, though, if the bully decides to work over either one of them, let it go.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
Well, what if someone tries to work over me in the ring?
Well, I'll give them $50 if they work over you.
Well, what if they go after you and Terry?
Well, I won't be there. Don't turn to me to say, get out of the way.
I give them $50 then.
I'll tell you, Referee Ron, if somebody comes my way to work over me, don't turn to me to say, get out of the way, because you'll be talking to yourself.
That's right. You'll see the back of my shoes.
I'll be gone. Ron, we're going to break, but stay tuned. Call back in the next hour if you like.
See ya.
All right.
He had an Oompa band going in his car. Did you hear that?
I heard that. What was it?
Whatever happened to Oompa band? Did they go out with Hitler?
They went out with the LSD.
Hitler said, no more Oompa bands.
Yeah, the Oompa
band. We don't allow that.
That's right.
Listen, maybe we'll have the LSD question going on next hour. We got to get an answer to this. What in the world did LSD stand for?
Well, Google it.
Well, yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to get an answer from somebody. 740-383-9944. Cupcakes. Or
it wasn't. You didn't like the horse tranquilizer.
What do we got over there?
CRT.
Bowling games.
Yes.
No, come on. We want to know. What do you think it stands for? It's an initial for something.
I don't know. I know the last one might be drug. I don't know what.
Loose. Smelly donuts?
Could be.
Could be LSD. That we don't know. Be. We're taking a break. We're coming back in 15. Don't go anywhere.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WGH Marion, Ohio 107.